What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Let's make it our day. What should we talk about today? I don't know. It's been so crazy lately in the news. This whole weapons discussion, the massacres, and, you know, the NRA, Second Amendment, the ban. It's just, I don't know, it's just a sad situation because we see a lot of innocent people just falling to the hands of people mentally ill or just, you know, mad at the world, and they have access to powerful weapons that I don't think they should. I mean, I don't want to speak out of context and have a double standard for it, because, you know, I do believe in the rights of the Second Amendment. And I mean, I don't want to tell you, but I have to tell you, I'm a gun owner too. So, I mean, I understand. I understand both parts, but I don't think it's reasonable for, you know, a young person, you know, somebody that's below 21 years old with, you know, history of violence and all these kinds of things, mental health issues, to be able to purchase a gun so easily and to have access to it. And of course, you know, with the history of, you know, social media postings and all these kinds of things, I don't know, it just baffles me that. But I do also understand the people that want to defend this, and you know, but I don't think that we're taking it too serious. I don't think we're taking it too serious as a country. For example, today, I tend not to get too political, but just hearing the president talking about that if he were there, he would have gone in and tried to stop the shooting. Come on, that's bullshit. The sheriff that was there wasn't even able to go in, and he's a person trained with weapons. He, you know, we have two instincts, fight or flight. This is natural, this is innate in us. And he had choices to make, and he chose to fly. He didn't, you know, confront the situation because he knew what he was going against. He probably just had, you know, a shotgun and a pistol, which is what the police officers usually carry. And this motherfucker had an AR-15, bunch of rounds, and I mean, you didn't even know what you were gonna encounter. You didn't even know how many people there were who were getting shot. Regardless of it, for that to come out of a context like that, and our president to go out and say that he would have stopped the situation, that's fucking ridiculous. You know, that's bonkers. I don't understand. Like, you know, they're making a mockery of this whole situation. And I don't think anybody's trying to take your weapons away. I don't think anybody is trying to, you know, I think we're just extra paranoid because of history. You know, we've learned from history in certain countries when they take the weapons away, you know, certain things happen. But I don't think the government is as oppressive as those other countries. I don't think it would ever happen. You never know. But then again, I'm not for the 100% ban of the guns and all these kinds of things, like many people would. The thing is that we're too extreme. If you're from the alt-right, then if you make a comment about a gun or possibly restrictions of it, then the super alt-right are gonna say, oh, you're trying to take them away. No, that's not the point that we're trying to make. I mean, that's not the point that people are trying to make. I'm not alt-right, alt-left, whatever, you know, I don't consider myself to be in any kind of position or party or anything like that, because you know what, I'm my own person, and people should think for themselves before making any judgment about anything. Why can't we just stop being sheep? You know, just formulate your opinions, talk to people, investigate, do your research, and then you can formulate an opinion and see who you're going to support as a party or as an individual and things like that. But I think that, you know, these people are taking it all in the wrong way. The NRA is an organization that has a lot of money. And they pay politicians. I mean, it's a known fact. And same goes for organizations that go for the Democratic Party. So, I mean, we're just in the middle here. It's just a matter of making reasonable, you know, arguments. And it's my firm belief that if we all unite to have some sort of consensus into a reasonable gun legislation, where we're able to pinpoint and be like, okay, these people can own guns, and you have to pass certain kind of a test or something like that. Because, I mean, not just anybody should be able to. That's my opinion as a gun owner. And there are just many other factors that come into play. And I believe that I'll be talking about them in the next few days, because it's just... I don't want to talk about this subject at all. It's very hard. It's very difficult, because I have friends from different, you know, different sides of the lake, you know. One pro-gun and ones that are completely against it. And everybody comes with their different arguments for it. And there's pros and cons. So the next few podcasts, I would like to talk about it in the different... I read an article. It was very interesting, and I don't have it in front of me right now. Every time I record the podcast, I'm driving and listening to music and stuff like that. And this is how I decompress. This is what I like to do. But I'll like to sit down at my desk and read the article for you, so you can listen to it and see if you can, you know, formulate some questions and maybe think about it and be more critical about this whole situation. Recently, I met people, actually Europeans, that were, you know, anti-gun, and they've lived in Texas for a while, and now they're thinking about purchasing a gun because, you know, certain people are crazy and they can come into your house, and you never know. So you have to find a way to defend yourself, because the police is not going to be there right there and there 100%. It changes. The whole situation changes people. The environment changes people. Those are my two cents. Like I said, next podcast, we're going to have some information about the article that I read, and it would be useful to hear your opinion on it. And like I said, you know, don't like to get political, but what the president is doing and what these organizations are doing... it's basically nothing about the situation. They're doing nothing. And for him to say that he would go in and try to defend them, that was just a fucking joke, man. Like what, Super Trump? Get the fuck out of here. God damn, dude. It just pissed me off, because you don't play with that kind of stuff, man. You do not play with that kind of stuff. Anyway, sorry, it was... You know, the podcast today is kind of a little depressing, but hey, I had to say it. I just, you know, I've had it for a long time in between my teeth, and I just wanted to spit it out. So, have a blessed Monday, blessed rest of the day. Talk to y'all later. I'm rolling out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.